Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
During the 17th through 20th centuries, Armenians living in their own homeland were under violent assault and subjected to persecution. The Dervo Ormia, that is, Lord Have Mercy Hymn, is the latest addition to the Divine Liturgy, probably adapted during the 18th century. It found its way into the Holy Divine Liturgy at this point as a final request and prayer before the reception of the Holy Eucharist. It is so enduring and popular of a song that it has had many variations of melody from the composers of the Divine Liturgy, such as Gomida, Sekmalyan, and Khorenyan, to modern musical arrangements by groups such as System of a Down. And still more, the lyrics have been adapted to a composition of German-born English composer George Frideric Handel from his oratorio Judas Maccabeus. The Dervo Ormia is now part of the Divine Liturgy. As such, it is strategically placed between the presentation and the reception of the Holy Body and Blood. It is an opportunity for us, the participants, to make our personal prayer with God. The common practice is to kneel during this prayer out of reverence and as a sign of humility. Through the years and centuries, over 70 different verses of the prayer have been written. Most commonly we pray, Lord have mercy, O all holy Trinity, grant peace to the world, healing to the sick, and the kingdom to those who are at rest. Jesus, Savior, have mercy on us. By means of this holy and immortal and life-giving sacrifice, receive, Lord, and have mercy. In his teachings, Jesus shares a parable of the unrighteous judge, in which he brings to forum a person of great importance who did not fear man or God. He was extremely powerful. A widow wears him out by constantly appealing for mercy. Because this parable was misinterpreted at the time our Lord pronounced it, in that people assumed that we can wear out God by constantly asking for favors from him, the evangelist Saint Luke explains it in the narrative by saying that the Lord spoke this parable so that we might not give up hope, that we ought to always pray. Our Lord tells us that our Heavenly Father already knows our needs, better than we might even know them. Hence, our Lord makes the case for meditative prayer. That is, prayer is not only a conversation with God, but a conversation with the self. God knows our needs, but do we? In meditative prayer, we're focusing on God that is within us, and understanding that the blessings of His mercy are already with us. The expression, Lord have mercy, is repeated throughout the Divine Liturgy. It is central to our understanding of our responsibility as human beings in an imperfect world where egos and personal desires stand in the way of our own deliverance. By kneeling, we are acknowledging that there is a power greater than us. Ego is released and dismissed. We are in the divine presence at this moment. There is nothing more to say than, Lord, have mercy. All of our wealth and our property don't mean a thing to God, for He is the creator of all. Now is the time to focus on the joy that He has placed in our heart. Even in the saddest and most difficult and trying times that we have to endure, we take on the challenge of life because God is with us. In a moment, we will be receiving the blessed, sanctified, and holy body and blood of our Savior. He is within us. There is nothing greater in the universe that is outside of us. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.